Rose. Kenneth Nolan's Rose is a roughly 7 foot by 7 foot square canvas painting showing a simple target pattern in mellow colors which spans half the frame and seems both to be floating out of, but also at its edges partially merging into, the luminous field around it. White lines divide the pattern into three broad concentric rings and a central bullseye. The perimeter is murky. An even rose-pink tint that colors the outermost ring becomes a dwindling dapple of color at its edge and thins to nothing within the breadth of a line. The center bullseye and the first ring are both a rich, almost vibrant hue of orange. The middle ring, sandwiched between the orange and the rose-pink, is amber-yellow. The lines dividing the rings, on close inspection, are unpainted gaps, which the brightness of the canvas shines through. The luminous field around the target, likewise, is unpainted. Nolan completed Rose in 1961 using acrylic paint. Studying the pattern reveals other less obvious aspects to it. The bands of color are not equally wide, but from inside to outside, each ring of color is wider than the last. Amber yellow wider than the orange band around the bullseye, and rose pink widest of all. Hand in hand, however, the bright gaps separating them become narrower inside to outside. The result is an appearance of uniformity which isn't really there. Nolan has built in subtly also a scheme of incrementally diminishing color intensity, which likewise progresses from inside to outside and could be said to culminate at the perimeter where the rose pink dissolves into the pale unpainted background. The orange of the interior is the most intense and saturated of the colors. Meanwhile, the amber yellow middle appears neatly intermediate in saturation between the orange and the rose pink. But the orange has an amplified presence, Nolan having painted orange the bullseye and the first ring alike, which appears more dramatic than incremental and more organic than deliberate.